Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burwell. Thankful and grateful to God for another opportunity to come before you and share a word from the Lord. My prayers go out to listeners all across the East Coast and other areas who have been affected by tremendous heat and some without power. So my prayer is that God will sustain you in the midst of all these things, for he is well able to do all things for us. As I begin this show, I see that the time slot got offset to 15 minutes instead of 30, so I'm going to make the most of the time that I have to share with you a word from the Lord. So, Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus, just giving you thanks and praise for this another opportunity to share with your people. God, I ask now in the name of Jesus that you would bless this message, O God. Bless the word. Stir up the listeners, O God, to allow them to know that they can't discount the process, O God, for their restoration, for their healing, and even for their salvation. God, I render this to you now. Use me as your servant, God, and be glorified in it. I thank you now and count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Our topic today, don't discount the process. And I'm coming out of 2 Kings 5. I'm going to start reading at verse 11. That's the key that sort of caught my attention. But this whole chapter of verses, well, the whole chapter of 2 Kings chapter 5 is a blessing. But I'm going to start from verse 11 from the Living Bible. It reads this way. But Naaman was angry and stalked away. Look, he said, I thought at least he would come out and talk to me. I expected him to wave his hand over the leprosy and call upon the name of the Lord his God and heal me. Aren't the Abana River and Pharpar River of Damascus better than all the rivers of Israel put together? If it's rivers I need, I'll wash it home and get rid of my leprosy. So he went away in rage. But his officers tried to reason with him and said, if the prophet had told you to do something, some great thing, wouldn't you have done it? So you should certainly obey him when he says simply to go and wash and be cured. So Naaman went down to the Jordan River and dipped himself 7 times, as the prophet had told him, and his flesh became as healthy as a little child, and he was healed. And I'm going to stop right there. My theme today, don't discount the process, speaks in this text of Naaman, a man who was great, a man who was seen as powerful, having some prestige. Naaman was a great man. He was a great leader. But besides all of that, Naaman had an issue. And his issue was that of leprosy. Now, for Bible scholars, you know that leprosy was great, and when you were a leper, you were separated, you were isolated, you were discarded. You know, nobody really had anything to do with you because of the malfunction and the disease of your skin, and Bible teaches that it's generally because of something in your blood, and that would be a whole nother discussion in and of itself. But a leper was considered unclean and had to be isolated from society to a certain degree, and wherever he went, he was to cry out, unclean, unclean, and had to wear black with a hood covering his face and live outside the cities of the wall. So here we have this man, Naaman, who, when you go back and read this, you'll find that Naaman was great in position. He was a captain of the army. He was popular. He was prestigious. But despite that, he had a problem. So as you read down what the Lord was showing me with this, when Naaman cried out and got angry, here he was. And by the faith of someone in the text that some would see as insignificant, God used to bring about a change in the mindset of Naaman and leadership. So Naaman went seeking healing. He went with a desire to be cleansed, to be made whole. And so in that process, he went and heard from a prophet. Now, the prophet gave him instructions, and the instructions were to go to the Jordan River and dip yourself seven times. That didn't seem like enough. That seemed like a dirty thing to him because he had to go to this Jordan River, and he was saying that, look, before I get to the Jordan River, I'm going to pass to other rivers. If it's a river that I need for my healing, let me go get in one of those because they're cleaner. They look like better options for me. Why can't I just do that? And with us, the Lord was saying that there are times when our leaders speak to us. They give us instructions about what the Lord is speaking that we need to do in order to be restored, in order to be healed, in order to receive salvation. But because it doesn't seem convenient for us, because it seems like it's out of the way, it might be a little harder to do than something that's very close to us and present, that we want to discount what we are being told. And at the same time, when the gentleman, the officers called Naaman and was like, look, man, if the prophet had told you to do a great thing, if he had given you a great message, you would have received that. You would have done that without any grumbling or complaining. You would have been very receptive to receive that instruction. But here they're telling you that you've got to do this. And if all they're asking you to do is dip so that you can be healed, what's the issue? And the Lord said to us, there are times that as we're being spoken to, that somebody else has to prompt us, because it's true that if a prophetess, your pastor, leader, teacher, whatever, if they were to give you a word that said something that you were seeking was about to be manifest, that the Lord was going to do it expediently, then you would get excited. Yes. And they said, in order to get it, you've got to do this, which seemed like a very easy thing for you. You were like, yes, I can do that because I want that. But if they say to you, look, in order for you to receive, you've got to go to this place and do this certain thing. But before you get there, you're going to see some other things that look like where you're going, but they can't do for you what that place can do for you. You need to go. And you'd be like, oh, why I got to do that? Why I got to go that route? Why can't I just do this? This is easy. This is right here before me. But that's not the issue. That's not the issue. See, with the scripture, and I apologize to you all that it's going to be cut short, but what the issue is that we've got to understand God's process. God's way is not always our way. We know that. His avenue for us getting reaching salvation, having salvation, for our restoration, for our deliverance, for all those things, they're not going to always come the way that we want them to come. They're not going to always feel like we want them to feel. But he said that if you obey me, if you have faith to receive and believe what I'm giving you, that it's going to bring a change in your life, then please just do it. I want you to go and just read this, and I know that you'll be blessed, but what I want you to see in these scriptures in 2 Kings 5 is that God is constantly at work to lead people to himself, no matter how dark their condition. So no matter what your situation may be, you know, you may not be a leper by this definition, but you could be someone who has been abandoned, someone who has been violated, somebody who's been abused. There could be any facet of issue in your life that causes you to feel like you're being left out, abandoned, left behind, not useful. God said, look, no matter how dark your condition, he is at work constantly to lead you to him. One thing you've got to know also is that God will use any committed believer no matter how ordinary the person or how insignificant that person may be, if their heart is true to him and they believe in him, God will use them. This makes us significant in his work when we have a heart to believe. When you also read this, you'll find that the grace of God cannot be bought with silver or gold or power or position. But we've got to come to God in faith and believe his revelation as it is in this scripture. We've got to receive him. We've got to believe what he says in order to receive what he has for us. The two greatest hindrances to experiencing God's blessings for believers and unbelievers alike are our pride. Naaman almost lost out because of his pride, and our opinion. Naaman almost lost out because his thinking was contrary to the scripture. So, what's the bottom line with this? The bottom line to not discounting the process is when God speaks through his servant, through his willing vessel, no matter how insignificant they may seem to you, God will use a believer whose heart is towards him to do great and mighty things. If you face trials and tribulations and you've heard a word from the Lord that felt challenging to you, don't discount the process, because God can use that salvation to draw you closer to him, but also to restore you, to heal you, to deliver you, to cleanse you. He can and he will do it. Don't think that it's always going to come the way that it's come before. Don't think that it's going to come the way that someone else received it. Accept what God gives to you as his purpose and his plan for your life. Don't discount the process. God is able and well able to do more than anything we could ever imagine, and he wants to do it. But he needs to know that we trust him, that we have both faith in him, that we believe him beyond believing anything else, to do that which we need in our lives. Don't discount the process. God is waiting to heal you now. He's waiting to deliver you. He's waiting to restore you even now. Don't discount the process. Again, I apologize for the shortness of the time, because 15 minutes have gone that quickly. But I encourage you to go and read 2 Kings chapter 5. Read that entire chapter and allow the Lord to speak to you regarding your situation, regarding your situation that you may consider your leprosy. And see clearly, hear the voice of the Lord. Allow him to reveal to you that which you've been doing and thinking that's contrary to what it is that he would like to do for you. Father, I thank you and I praise you for this time. God, I just ask now in the name of Jesus that even though our time was short, God, that you would go and do great works with this message, God, that you laid on my heart so heavily, dear people. God, that we not discount the process, that we not think of our own selves a plan that you have, but God, yield to the voice of the Lord through your servants, God, and obey with faith, believing that we will get that which we need. Father, we thank you and we count these things done. Now in Jesus' name we pray. Listeners, thank you so much for joining in. Later this month, we're going to be hearing from some great voices. Stay posted. Stay plugged in. As always, I always encourage you, every day be empowered. Do something that's going to empower you as an individual. But then after you've been empowered, please take the responsibility to empower others. Because people need, they're needing, they're looking, they're seeking to be empowered. So power up and then go power up someone else. I am your host, Valerie Burwell, grateful and thankful for each follower. Know that you can find me on Facebook, Valerie Burwell. Follow me on Twitter, Burwell Empower. Find my website, empoweredvessels.com. I'd love to hear from you. Any prayer request, email me at empower_yourself@yahoo.com or give us a call at 864-658-3159. Until next time, God bless you.